I think it's really important for us to be able to understand a bit about the Nabataeans, because these are the later people who lived in the land of Edom. And Jordan's city of Petra is one of, probably the most amazing city you could visit in the land of Jordan today. It was thought for many, many years that this was actually not a real city until it was actually dug up in the 19th century by the Swiss explorer, who dug down and discovered this entrance going on into Petra. Seriously, this is called the Sikh, and it is about a kilometer long. When you get to the end of it, it opens up, and you get right into the city of Petra, looking right at the treasury. The treasury is carved right out of the rock, and it's probably the most amazing place you can visit in all of Jordan. It has thousands and thousands of visitors. It's one of the seven most visited places today. The palace is the only one of the magnificent constructions that's left. But you see some others in the land. As you walk around there as well, there are some other buildings built by the Nabataeans during the Persian Empire. They were Bedouins that lived in the commerce of spices like incense, myrrh, aromatic plants. And they went and charged fees for so-called protection fees and that kind of thing. And in the year AD 60, Petra was finally conquered and became part of the Roman Empire. Nobody could conquer them for years and years because they were so protected by this tiny little area to get on into the city. They would just stand up on top and throw rocks down, shoot their arrows, throw boiling oil, water, whatever. And nobody was actually able to conquer it. This is the scene of the movie by Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, actually. And they were artisans. They were amazing artisans who chiseled out the rocks there. I think this picture right here is inside the treasury itself. And the colors in the stones are natural, actually. They didn't use these paints or anything like that. They carved into the rock. They actually etched in the rock in such a way that the little bit of rain that would come would be channeled into cisterns. And so they had enough water to support a population. I think it was about 10,000 that actually lived there. It's absolutely amazing. These are formations that will take your breath away. They also developed a sophisticated system of bringing water into the city because they actually carved a hydraulic system of tunnels right in the Sikh that went along the wall, so the water would go into the city. And their theater sat 4,000 people. That's quite a population. But in AD 551, a second great earthquake destroyed almost all the city, so Petra was never actually inhabited again. But you can go there and you can see these cities, and I would really encourage you, if you ever get to Jordan, this is one of the most important places to visit, where you can see the handiwork of these ancient people. But it's also a reminder to us to be people of sobriety, not be people of pride. Because what actually destroyed the people of Petra, the Nabataeans, the Edomites, all these various people, was the pride that they exhibited. So God said in Obadiah, verse 3, verse 4, he said, "You people who live up high up in the rocks, I will bring you down. Even if you make your heavens and the stars, I will bring you down." And it's a call to humility for every one of us. And I pray that we really will take heed.